In the hills of Madera County, a 25-year-old family dispute has surfaced. The Picayune Rancheria of the Chukchansi Indians is split into three factions over family conflicts that have sued for generations. And now the fight has escalated into the alleged loss of millions of dollars, missing audit, and the control of the tribe's main source of income.
Very much like a family business in turmoil. There is no bad guys. There is no good guys. There's just a lot of confusion.
That's Victor Rocha, who runs a Native American news site, Pechanga.net. He knows all about tribal friction.
One of the things that I tell people about Indian country, you know, we talk about how we look ahead towards seven generations. Well, we also carry the grudges of seven generations behind us with us. Now you add the equation of money, you know, that always makes for an interesting stew of calamity.
On Friday, state and federal authorities ordered the closure of the Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino after one of the factions tried to take it over at gunpoint Thursday, endangering over 500 employees and visitors in the building.
They went in there and tasered security guards. They still have to prove that this place is not a safety hazard.
At some point during the takeover, a fire alarm was pulled. The casino was evacuated, and the factions locked themselves in two different parts of the building. Rocha says the Native American world is watching the situation very carefully.
In one hand, it is absurd, and everybody's just appalled by it. But in the other hand, it's a learning lesson for the rest of us.
The latest chapter in the conflict began last week, when the federal government announced it would shut down the casino unless audits and other financial information were turned in by October 27th. The faction led by Tex McDonald claims it attempted the takeover in order to retrieve the audit information.
They didn't want to do an audit. They stole money from us. $11 million were just missing since they've been in power. So we come in and we want to know what happened to it, and we want to bring criminal charges against them.
But the other factions who ran the casino at the time refused to hand over the documents. And on Friday, when McDonald's group tried to remove paperwork, an argument ensued between the opposing groups.
Get my vehicle up here now.
This is attempt.
Tell them they need it up here now.
Says they shall not attempt to repossess or take control of the casino. These are casino documents.
These are not casino documents.
But the documents only made it a few feet outside the casino's front door before Madera County Sheriff John Anderson brought them inside, which is where they'll stay until Wednesday when all three factions appear in federal court in Fresno. Sheriff Anderson has worked with the tribe for years.
I'm glad to see that finally someone at the state level and someone at the federal level listened to us and said, wait a minute, somebody's got to do something about this. They don't listen to the sheriff. A lot of times they say, come in here, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. And then when we come in there and do something, the other side, wait a minute, you can't do that. We're a sovereign nation.
But not everyone is relieved. The temporary closure is making it hard for Diane Avery, who's worked in housekeeping at the resort for 3 years, to pay her bills.
It hurts us because we need two paychecks to make it. And with this, who knows when that place is going to open, if it's going to open back up.
Perhaps Avery's husband, Gene, sums up the situation the best.
Nobody knows who the bad guys are. Nobody knows who the good guys are. So why don't you just get together and be a team and make it work? Every other casino around has done that. There's money to be made.
And if the casino ever opens back up, it may have a hard time attracting visitors. Jenny Reyes and her family drove from Paso Robles Friday to spend the weekend at the casino, but were turned away.
I think that they should have just given us the courtesy to call us because we've made reservations 2 weeks in advance. I'm never coming to this casino again.
But until the tribe comes to an agreement, law enforcement, including officers and policemen from Fresno and Madera, will guard the casino and turn away any patrons that stop by. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.